We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gotcha. All right. We'll continue to cover that part of the story and the excessive heat. And that's part of our conversation with the executive director of Light of Life Rescue Mission here in Pittsburgh. Jarrell Gilliam is with us. Jarrell, welcome back.
Hello, Larry. It's always good to be with you.
One of the things that you deal with every day is ensuring that individuals are as safe as they can be, and people without homes in particular who are looking for shelter, especially during the really cold months of the winter and now this excessive heat of the summer. So what are conditions like right now?
Well, anytime the temperature gets up over 90 degrees, we know that we are in dangerous territory for our unhoused neighbors. They don't have the opportunity to be in air conditioned in places that can bring the temperature down. So all of the typical things that you're concerned about in heat are happening with them: heat exhaustion, heat stroke. We have to make sure that they are able to get hydrated. And so because of that, we have special outreaches to the encampments and to the places where people are staying in order to bring them in out of the heat and bring the water to where they are as well.
How many people typically, Jarrell, do you serve in a week through Light of Life Rescue Mission?
Well, on any given night, there's around 150 to 200 people who are under our roof somewhere. They're not all in our emergency shelter, but we have some of our women stay in scattered site apartments. We have a small apartment building where we have some people there. And so it depends on how many children are with the women. So our census goes up and down. But that's approximately what we're dealing with every week.
In the last
year, it was over 5,000 unique individuals that we served in a year.
5,000. And when last we spoke, after the fire at Second Avenue Commons, which displaced 180 individuals, Sarah Inamorato, Allegheny County Executive, put out a challenge. The goal is to make 500 units available to people in Allegheny County in shelters within 500 days. So how does Light of Life play a part in that, or are you not directly involved?
Well, there was a meeting that was called by the county exec with the providers. And so we were able to get a heads up on Monday. I was invited to the meeting. And so I got to hear more about the plan at that particular time. One, I applaud the urgency and the creativity that's being applied to this problem. Some of these things, Larry, you and I have talked about, for quite a while, of being willing to look at buildings and that are not being used that could be converted over. So we're excited about that fact, and excited that the administration is willing to put money behind it and accelerate the process. We are concerned with the plan. We don't know all of the ins and out of the plan. But what I have warned against is that many cities, and I visit several cities a year, especially out west, and I try to learn from their mistakes. Many of them have tried similar approaches. And the ones that work and ones that don't, there is a similar outcome that happens. And what happens is, if you don't have supportive services that are connected to the housing, it ends up being a failed attempt. And so people who are staying in these homes, in these houses, many of them need additional support more than the home. And sometimes people have this idea called housing first, which means, hey, you just put a person in a house and then the problem is solved. And for the network that we're part of a network called CityGate Network. We estimate that 25% of those who are experiencing homelessness, housing first is appropriate right step. But for 75%, they're going to need mental health support. They're going to need medical support. They're going to need recovery support. And if those don't come with the housing, then they end up in isolation. They end up increasing in the mental health decompensation, and it becomes a problem. So we don't want to see that happen here in Pittsburgh.
Well, hopefully, Gerald, they'll be responsive to what you've learned in your travels. And as you know, especially out west, the issues are exponentially greater than we have here in Pittsburgh. Is that correct? In some of the cities that we've seen, like Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon, and others, Seattle.
Yes. Yes. And I've been to each of those cities. I've worked on the ground. I've worked with the people who are there. I just returned from Lexington, where we had a national conference and we were talking there. They are looking at the trend right now is the homeless population is on track to quadruple in 5 years. And so that's the reality of what's happening. And many of these cities have tried similar approaches. And so we have to be aware that, one, the problem is growing across the country. It's a nationwide problem. Pittsburgh is not exempt. The reason that we have been below the curb and having people who are experiencing homelessness are because we have some of the best systems of nonprofit medical systems in the country that have been ahead of this for so long. Some of the international leaders are here in our city. But when those providers are not included around the table, we can't get the best ideas forward. And so I'm challenging everyone who's coming up with ideas to convene the people who are in this space. Let's hear all of the voices. I applaud the efforts that are moving forward. I'm just concerned that it's not going to be enough. With the 180 that were added, we are already in an overflow situation at Light of Life. We were approached, as other shelters were, to see if we could add our overflow capacity. Other places stepped up, including us, and we were willing to add an additional 10 beds to help. As of yet, we haven't need to use those extra 10. But what is so keenly in front of all of us right now, Larry, is that we're talking about June and we're in this overflow situation. We're going to be going into the winter months. It sounds weird thinking about winter in the middle of a heat wave. But if we're talking about 6 months of being in overflow, the increased problems that we're seeing on the streets, we're going to have a major crisis by the time we reach the winter. And I'm encouraging us to look at this as a state of emergency for homelessness. It may seem like it might be extreme, but that's what I'm seeing on the streets. We need to convene the heads of governmental agencies and to reach out to our governor and look for federal resources to say, what is it that we can do to not only have 500 places for people to stay, but to have commensurate mental health support, behavioral health support, medical support, recovery support. And we have partners that we work with that help with all those things. A lot of those services are in place. If they had the funding, they could increase their capacity. We need to see the same kind of urgency applied to the support as we do to the housing.
Appreciate the work you do every day, Jarrell. Thank you for joining us, and keep us posted, please.
Thank you for keeping a light on this, and thank you for the work that you're doing. And it's always a pleasure to be with you, Larry.
Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, and they have done great work in this town for a long time. But hear what Jarrell had to say, and very important message. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.